Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Mrs. Laura Sassoon, Leilui Nishmat, Eliyahu ben Moshe veBatya, Moshe ben Eliyahu, and Rachel bat Avraham. We're going to learn in the tour, and Bet Yosef Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav. We finished yesterday Siman Kuf Nun He. Siman Kuf Nun Vav. It says in the Pasuk, O Kano Miyad Amitecha, Al Tonu Ish Et Achiv. We see the word Kano is brought in the Pasuk where a person has to learn how to deal honestly in business without Ona'at Dvarim and Ona'at Mamon. So it's a nice Siman, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, Kano. So we're going to learn. Says the two. ואחר כך ילך לעסקה. כן? מה זה ואחר כך? After you were קובע איתים, you learned some Torah in the Bet HaMidrash, now you go to your dealings, to your business, לעסקה, go to work. דכל תורה שאין אימה מלאכה, אסופה בטלה וגוררת אבון. As we know from פרקי אבות, any Torah that doesn't have מלאכה, that doesn't have work with it, that you don't go to work for a livelihood, at the end the Torah will be batel, and only avonot will come. A person is going to catch himself in a situation where he's going to steal, he's going to cheat, because he doesn't have. Shim en lo mayochal, because if a person won't go to work and he won't have what to eat, ha'oni ya'avirenu al da'at kono. Poverty will cause a person to go against Hashem, whether b'ma'aseh, or b'dibur, or even b'machshava, even just in thoughts. What is this? What's going on? And therefore, it's very important for a person to go to work. Now, before we continue in the tour, if you don't mind, let's take a look at the Bet Yosef. So look in the left, top of the left column. V'achar kach yelech la'asakav. Klomar, the tour is mechadesh to us. V'lo tema, lama ta omer yelech la'asakav. Maybe you'll ask, why is the tour telling me to go to work? Yoter tov haya lo she'ilmot le'olam, b'torah. Maybe it's better to learn all day. Siman kuf nun he. That's it. Why are you telling me now, Siman kuf nun vav, the first four words? Achar kach yelech la'asakav. Why are you chasing me out of the Bet Midrash, Rabbeinu Atur? Lekach amar. That's why the Baal HaTurim is explaining. Midat tova hi she'yelech la'asakav. It's part of Avodat Hashem to go to work. It's not Stam, he's telling you, okay, now you could go to work. No, it's important to go to work, la'asot melacha be'emuna. Keditnan, as it states in the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet, Kol Torah she'en imah melacha, sofa betela. Any Torah that doesn't have melacha associate with it, it's going to be batel. Klomar, meaning, explains the Bet Yosef, she'ichle mamono, the mamon will finish, ואחר כך יצטרך לחזור אחר פרנסתו. And then he's going to have to work even double to try to collect from people or to get from here, get from there, ולא יוכל אפילו לקבוע עתים לתורה. And then even קביעות עתים לתורה he won't be able to. וגם יגרום לו אבון, and it's going to also cause him a sin, כי העוני יעבירנו על דעת קונו. So it's two, according to the Bet Yosef, it's a two problems. If a person doesn't go to work, he's putting himself in a situation where eventually he's going to be backed to the wall to make some kind of a living, and then he won't even be able to be kovei aitim la Torah. So it's important to have a decent livelihood so that you know you have certain times for Torah, and also that the only poverty will not cause a person to be kofel chas v'shalom in Hashem. Yes, Abi Moshe.
This was in the Chok Yisrael of yesterday.
Really?
Between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said absolutely not.
The Gemara in Brachot. Yes, yeah. Yes. And Rabbi Ishmael, who says, Anheg b'hem midat derech eretz. Chazak u'baruch. So yes, that's what we are learning here in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Vav. So those are the words of the Bet Yosef. Before we continue in the tour, turn to the right-hand column. Let's learn the words of the Bayit Chadash, the Bach. V'achar kach yelech la'asakav dekol Torah she'en imah melacha. Now, look what the Bach is going to say here. Ma shehevi Rabbeinu ha-sefa ve'lo hevi ha-resha. The Bach is bothered with a question. Why did the Tur only brought the end part of the Mishnah, but not the beginning? The beginning, the Resha of the Mishnah, states, Yafa Talmud Torah im derech Eretz. It's important to learn Talmud Torah, to learn Torah with the Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz here in this context means working. It's important to learn Torah with working. How come the Tur skipped over that part of the Mishnah and he only quoted the end, the Seifa, which is Kol Torah She'en Ima Melacha Sofa Betela Vegorer Et Avon? Lama, why did he skip that part, the first part, Yafa Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz? Ulefi, denir'e, he's going to say a nice chap over here. He's going to say like a genius answer. Lefi denir'e, de'atana medaber b'shte kitot mi'Yisrael. He says, you can actually categorize Am Yisrael into two parts. There are two types. What he means is two types of working Jews, okay? Ha'achat, the first type, hem ha'tagarim. The Tagarim are merchants that have to go overseas, they have to go to other countries. The Porshim Sfinod Bayam, of course in the days of the Bach, the 1600s, there were no airplanes. So he's talking about, you know, you go on ships overseas. The Holchim Bischorod Bederech Echokan, they have to go, right? Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, you have to go very far. Ve'amu Abotenu, you know what Chachamim in the Gemara say about this? Eruvin Dafnunhe. Lo me'ever layam hi. Remember the pasuk? It says lo b'shamayim hi lemo mi kachena mi alel l'shamayim avi kachyalan. Ve'lo me'ever layam hi lemo mi avor lanu vi kachyalan. So the Gemara says lo me'ever layam hi. What does that mean? Lo timtza Torah betagarin. Usually, people who have to go, who are merchants, who have to go overseas for their business all the time, constantly, like in the olden days, you won't find knowledge of Torah by them. Alehem amar, it is to them that the Tana of the Mishnah is addressing the Resha and saying, Yafat Torah im derech eretz, Rabotai, Tagarim, precious Tagarim. I know you're very busy in your derech eretz, meaning you always travel to go for your livelihood. But you should know, it's important to learn Torah with that. Etzel katzo, derech eretz ikar ve'atorah tefela. By this group of people, the working is the main part of their life, and the Torah becomes, unfortunately, tafel, secondary. Lachen amar, yafehu. Try to educate yourself a little bit. Make sure you learn Torah a little bit. It's because it's good to know what the Torah says. When you're busy with work and you're busy with learning Torah, that makes a person forget from doing avonot. That is one group. To them, the Resha was speaking. V'kat acheret, but there is a second group of working Jews. Hem lomde Torah v'yoshvim bevetam. They are people who are able to learn Torah, and they stay, he doesn't necessarily mean they stay at home, although it could be also, but he means people who are staying within the neighborhood, within the city.
Locals.
You know,
locals.
Chazak u'baruch. Locals, right? Nichsehem krovim la'ir, like we say in Birkat Hamazon. Lomdim Torah v'yoshvim bevetam. Shat Torah etzlam hu ikar. You hear this, Rabotai. By them the Torah is ikar. They're able to spend more time in the day learning Torah, and then they go to work. Amar alehem, for them it says, V'chol Torah she'en ima melacha sofa betela. To these people, you have to emphasize the other side. That you have to also work. Because kol Torah she'en ima melacha sofa betela v'gorer et avon. De bekat zu, this group of people, tzarich she'itparnes bimlacha, v'hu yoshev beveto v'osek b'torah. When you also work and you also learn Torah, you have a kiyum for the Torah. Rabbeinu medaber kan, that's why the Tur over here is addressing the second group of people. Medaber kan bekatzo sheyoshvim bevetam umitparnesim bimlacha o bishar asakim. People who can afford to stay home and to work or to have business, kegon ribit, let's say they are doing a cash advance, right? Of course, in a way that is mutar. Bekayotze, kedesh yuchal leshev beveto velilmot Torah, so that he can learn Torah and stay at home. Al ken hevi al ze asefa. That's why the Tur only needed to bring the second part. What's the second part? The kol Torah she'eni ima melacha sofa betela v'gorer et avon. Nir'e li emet v'tzedek. The Bach says, I think that this is a correct, very true way in understanding the words of the Tur.
No,
shnehem anashim tovim.
Exactly. But they both walking.
So le'ele tzarich l'adgish limud Torah. Le'ele tzarich l'adgish she'en tzarichim l'alechet la'avod. They have to go to do melacha. Ki follow siman kuf nun he. Because kuf nun he hu diber al kviut itim la'Torah. Ele anashim, the people who are tagarim, kashe lomar lahem kviut itim la'Torah. It's very hard for them because their times is not kavua. So you have to tell them, at least try a little bit to learn. But here he was talking to people who are able to be kovea itim, and usually their work is, you know, adjustable. Either they work from home or they're close by. So to them he says, Rabotai, don't be lazy. You have to go to work. You have to go to work. Like Rabbi Ishmael in the Gemara that you were referring to. That's the third cut. That's the Talmidei Chachamim who learn Torah all day long. Nachon? Yeah. The tour is going to say now. The tour is going to explain. So now I'm continuing in the third line in the tour, Rabotai, in the middle. Even a working person should try as much as possible not to make his melacha the main part of his day. Rather, the Torah should be the keva. Kemo shematzinu b'chassidim arishonim, as we find in the Gemara, in the earlier chassidim, the earlier tzaddikim, shayu osim melachtan aray, v'toratan keva, v'ze v'ze nitkayem v'yadam. Like the Gemara mentions over there in Brachot, that both the Torah and the melacha was mikuyam, was fulfilled in their hands. Ki en ma'atzor l'ashem le'oshia berav o bim'at. Over here, the tour is quoting a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, there is no holding back, there is no shortage for Hashem, lehoshia, to save, berav o bimat, whether you do a lot of work or you do a little bit of work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one ultimately that gives us the parnasa. Does Hashem need you to work like crazy in order for Him to give you parnasa? En ma'atzor, Hashem lehoshia, berav o bimat. And then he continues and he says, Ve'isa ve'iten be'emuna. Right? Just like the question was, Hakavata itim la Torah. Also, Hanasata ve'natata be'emuna. Ve'isa ve'iten be'emuna. A person should deal his business dealings with integrity, with honesty. Ve'izaher mi'le'azkir shem shamayim le'batala. Now, the tour is going to address something that was common in the olden days. It's not so common today. Not because people are on a higher level. In fact, I think it's because the opposite. It used to be very common. You see this also in Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva spends a long time talking about this, to be careful not to swear in Hashem's name in vain. This used to be a common problem that in work, at the workplace, people would swear, I swear to you in the name of Hashem, kach vekach, that you owe me this, or that I did this in this business, whatever it may be, whatever is needed in money. So therefore, that's why it's important for the tour. He comes and he says, "V'izaher mi'le'azkir shem shamayim le'batala." This was very common for people to mention the name of Hashem in a shvua during work. And therefore, a person has to be careful not to do that. Shebekol makom she'azkarat Hashem metzuya, sham mita metzuya. He says, look at this, lo alenu. He says, any place. Mishnishba lashav, ken? Lo tisai shem Hashem elokecha lashav. V'gam ken chachamim omrim, the Beit Yosef is going to show us where, that in a place where it's very common for people to swear in the name of Hashem. V'gam b'shem. So, kol makom she'azkarat Hashem metzuya, sham mita metzuya. There's punishment of death. We'll soon see what that means, by the way. Really, what it means by mita, it means aniyut. It causes poverty, causes people to be poor. Umeod meod yizaher adam beinyan ha-shevua. Very much a person has to be careful when it comes to swearing. Sheharbei yifligu rabotenu beinyan shevuat sheker, because rabotenu, zichonam libracha, spoke a lot about how serious it is to swear in vain. Ve'afilu lishava be'emet, and even to swear in truth using Hashem's name is not allowed. Kemo she'amru, like the Midrash says, Elef ayarot ayu lo le'yanai ha'melech behar ha'melech. Yanai ha'melech, one of the kings of the Jewish people in the time of Bayit Sheni, was known as Yanai ha'melech. And he had 1,000 cities. He owned 1,000 cities. וכולם נחרבו, and all of them were destroyed, מחמת שבועת אמת. Because of שבועת אמת, people would swear all the time in something that is true, but they would invoke the name of Hashem in their שבועה, and ultimately it caused a חורבן. This is something that brings a punishment to the world. ויזהר מלהשתתף עם הגוי. Another הלכה, the Torah is saying over here. A person has to be careful not as much as possible to avoid becoming a partner in business with a non-Jew. We're going to see the halachic ramifications and if it's applicable to today, if it's relevant to today. It seems from the two, and especially from the source in the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that we're dealing with non-Jews who are of the Avodah Zarah. To be a shutaf in a business, to own something together with a non-Jew who was Oved Avodah Zarah is a very big problem. What's the problem? What is that? It could be because we don't consider Islam as Avodah Zarah. We do consider, however, Christianity as Avodah Zarah, and therefore there could be a nafkamina lehalacha. What is the main problem? The shema itchayev lo shvua, because maybe part of it, because he's your partner, and there are going to come up cases where you need to, you know, settle certain inyanim at court, and what's going to happen? He's going to swear. Yitchayev lo shvua. He's going to be obligated to swear. V'yishava b'shem Elohav, and he's going to swear in the name of his God. Ve'over, and the partner who's the Jew who caused this shvua, over mishum lo yishama al picha. It says in the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, v'shem Elohim acherim lo tazkiru lo yishama al picha. We are not allowed to utter the names of avodot zarot, of the gods of the avodah zarah. And then it says in the Torah, "Lo yishama al picha." They should not be heard by your mouth. The pasuk is being repetitive. You already said, "V'shem Elohim acherim lo tazkiru." Amal lo tazkiru. It means with my mouth. Maze lo yishama al picha. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin learns, "Lo yishama al picha." It shouldn't be caused by you that someone else, a goy, is going to swear and mention the Eloah of his because of you. So now, if you're going to partner up with the Oved Avodah Zarah, you're going to inevitably cause that once in a while. And therefore, a person should not do that. Umihu, however, even nishtatef imo agoy. Let's say you already have a partnership with a goy. It's already that you didn't know the halakha, whatever the reason is, you became a shutaf. Venitchayev lo shvua. And now comes a case where he's chayav to swear. Are you allowed to allow him to swear? Yachol lekabla. The tour is posek, like the Rishonim who hold, that you're allowed to accept that Shevu'ah. The goy, ken, medubar shehagoy nishba, aval ze davar sheata hechrachta oto lishava, you're allowed to accept it. Ve'ashre mi sheefshar lo lizaher mi litsa veliten imahem beyom edam. Another halacha the tour says, how praiseworthy is the person who is efshalo, who is possible to be careful from doing business dealings with them on their day of a holiday, Yom Edam. Now, it specifically means holidays that are dedicated for Avodah Zarah. So that's called Yom Edam. That's the first Mishnah of Masechet Avodah Zarah deals with this, that we're not supposed to do business dealings with Ovdei Avodah Zarah on the day of their Edam. Why? שלא למכור להם דבר המתקיים, not to sell them something that lasts, or ושלא לקנות מהם דבר שלא מתקיים, or to buy from them something that doesn't last. Why? You're causing them simcha. You're causing them a happiness on the day of their holiday. And what are they going to do? They're going to go to their church, and they're going to thank their God because of, thank you that I was able to do this business deal, and I successfully sold this diamond, let's say, to a Jew. So because you bought it on that day, he went and he gave halel shirot v'tishbachot to his God. זה לא מה שההלכה אומרת כאן. ההלכה אומרת, הסיבה היא, הוא ילך להודות. He's going to give thanksgiving to his God because of you. אז זה אסור. That's not allowed. Again, if this nogea today is something else, it's more nogea with Christians. You're right, who are going to go. Another halakha, ושלא לקבל מהם דורון. not to accept gifts from them. You know, because many times the fact that you accept a gift, they're very happy. Oh, look, you know who I gave a gift to today? Why? A very prominent Jew. On my holiday, he accepted a gift from me. This can also cause support, so to speak, for the Avodah Zarah. Veshelo lehalvotan belo ribit. Also, a person has to be careful not to give them loans, especially on the day of Edam, without ribit. You know, first of all, are we allowed to give a loan with ribit to a goy? Allowed is lekule alma. Everybody says you're allowed. Shitat Rambam is that it's a mitzvah. The shitat Rambam is because it says in the pasuk leachicha lo tashich, lanochri tashich ulachicha lo tashich. Ma ze tashich? Neshech means ribit. Lanochri tashich. Now, according to the Ramban and the Ra'avad, the Torah is only saying you're allowed to. According to the Rambam, lanochri tashich is a mitzvah taseh. It's a mitzvah taseh min haTorah to give a loan with interest. So, bottom line, shelo le'alvotam belo ribit, not to give them a loan without ribit, veshelo le'poran, and also not to pay off the chov on Yom Edam. When you pay off a loan on the day of Edam, you're also giving him reason to go and to thank the Avodah Zarah. Another thing, turn to the next page, veshelo li'para mehem milve bishtar. You know, there are two types of loans in the halakha. There is milveh alpeh, there is milveh bishtar. Milveh alpeh means that a loan that is verbal, that is oral, right? It wasn't documented. A loan that is on a document, that is milveh bishtar, is a much more powerful loan. It has more power. You can have a lien with the power of that document. So to accept from them the payment of the chov of a milveh bishtar, if he comes to pay up, and today is Yom Edam, tell them, it's okay, not today, tomorrow. Come to pay me back tomorrow. Why? Because to pay off a chov of a milveh bishtar is a very big relief. It's a very big happiness. And what's going to happen? He's going to go and to thank. By the way, we're learning over here things what we're supposed to thank Hashem for. If let's say we pay up our chov, or let's say we made a good business deal. That day when we bow down, modim, lehavdil elef avdalot, when we bow down modim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a good idea to have in mind. You made a good business deal. Hashem, thank you. It's only you. You're the one. Ki hu anoten lecha koach la'asot chayil. Hashem is the one who gives that. You know how the Unkelus is mitargim that pasuk? Ki hu anoten lecha koach la'asot chayil. He says, the Unkelus says this. He's the one who gave you the thought in your mind how to do it. That's how he explains noten lecha koach. Because you don't have to explain like that. Noten lecha koach means he's the one who gives you the energy. That's what it says. The pshat of the pasuk is noten lecha koach. The Unkelu says he's the one who gave you that thought in your mind how to do the business deal. So therefore, we have to say thank you to Hashem. Even of the Avodah Zarah understand that they're supposed to thank their God. Lehavdil elef avdalot.
זה רק מיתוי. זה לא יומן. אבל אף אחד לא אמר. אף אחד פתאום. אז אני אומר למקום. חולן על דעת ובנש בינה.
כן, כן. Look up this Unkelus, Parashat Ekev. Parashat Ekev. מה זה? אנחנו למדנו את זה מקודם. הנה, הוא אמר את זה מקודם. שלא לעשות שותף, בוודאי. ועוד נחזור לזה, בדין של הבית יוסף. בעיקר בעיה של שבועות. של שבועות בשם השם. דתנן שלושה ימים לפני עדיהם אסור לשאת ולתת עמהם. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, the first Mishnah says, 3 days before their Chag already, you're not allowed to do business dealings with them. ועסיקנה, the Gemara comes out למסקנה, on Dav Zayin Amud Bet, ובגולה, outside of Eretz Yisrael, אין אסור אלא יום אדם בלבד. Not 3 days before, that was in the time of the Bet HaMikdash, in the time when we were in Eretz Yisrael. But Bagola, the Isur is only Beyom Edam. Umihu, however, En Kol Adam Yachol La'amod Bazeh. The Torah acknowledges that this is not something that everybody is able to handle. This is very hard. Begam Rashi, Hitiro. Rashi also says that nowadays it's Mutar, She'en Agoyim Achshav Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because nowadays, most already in the time of Rashi, most of the goyim are not really official idol worshippers the way it was, people who bow down to idols or all kinds of images. Today, most of the goyim are not like that. That's number one. And even if you want to argue and say, well, Christianity is considered Avodah Zarah, there's other reasons. Ve'od, kevan she'ikar parnasatenu imahem. Maybe today you could argue with this reason, but in the times of Rashi, in the time, certainly in Europe, most of the parnasah was only through goyim. You weren't allowed to have an independent business as a Jew. You weren't allowed by law. You couldn't have an independent business. Ve'anu nos'im ve'notnim imahem kol hashana. We have to do masa umatan with them all year long. Ve'iparshinan minayu b'yom edam. If all of a sudden on the day of Yom Edam, we're going to all of a sudden close shop and not do business with them, ika'eva, it's going to cause a fight. Le'kach shari. Rashi says that's the second reason to say that it's mutar. ואף על פי שאנו מלווים להם מעות והם נותנים אותם לגלחים. He says, even though we, you know, it used to be a very common job for Jews, loans. Loans was, this was the Jewish profession, to take loans and to give loans and to, you know, facilitate loans. So the Tur says, even though we loan money to them and they give it to their priests, galachim means their priests, shari, it's mutar. Why? She'en ha-galachim konim mehem, because the priests do not use this money to buy lo noye avodah zarah ve lo tikravta, not anything that is offered for avodah zarah and not anything that is ornaments for avodah zarah. Ela ochlim v'shotim otam, it's for their own eating and drinking, and therefore it is mutar. Very quickly, if you go back to the front page, let's do the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef. We did already the first one on the left column. Umikol makom lo yaaseh melachto ikar kimo shematzinu bechasidim arishonim berosh perek ketzad mevarchim. Oh, that's the Gemara you mentioned before, right? And daflamid hamud bet shekol makom sheazkarat Hashem etzuya mita etzuya. The Bet Yosef says beperikama denedarim. This is a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim daf zayin hamud bet. Amrinan. Shekol makom shehazkarat Hashem metzuya aniyut metzuya. Over there, more specifically, the Gemara says, any place where the mention of Hashem's name Levatala is found, poverty is found. That's why, you know, that's why the Gemara over there says that, you know, the Gemara in Nedarim says, when you hear someone saying a bracha Levatala, you have to put him in cherem. It says you, every person. You hear someone mazkir shem shamayim Levatala, you have to say ubecherem. But then you have to be matir. But then you have to open up and release the chem. Lama, ma inyan po? Why do you have to make the chem? Because chas v'shalom, when you hear Hashem's name Levatala, you know what happened that minute? In your mind, the kavod for Hashem's name went down. So you have to counter that with an act of mecha'a. Say, oh, ze mucham. Asur, afilu lo. Tzach le'ayin ba'alacha, lo tzach le'gid, ela ata b'encha le'ven atzmecha, between you and yourself, the way to, you know, counter the lack of kavod Hashem that just took place in your mind is by putting him in a cherem. But then, you have to be matir. You look in the Gemara, Nedarim Daf Chet. But over there, the Gemara says, shekol makom shehazkarat Hashem metzuya, aniyut metzuya. Hashem punishes with poverty. And so why does the Tur say mita? Aniyut kemita. The Gemara says, ani chashuv kemet, is considered like a person who died. Shene'emar ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'mvakshim et nafshecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in the house of Yitro, go back to Mitzrayim, ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'mvakshim et nafshecha. Who were they? It was Datan v'Aviram. Hem lo metu. Datan v'Aviram didn't die. Ela sheyardu minichsehem, the Gemara says. They went down from their riches. Ve'ani chashuv kemet. That's why it says ki metu. נכון, כן, כן, כן. ושמה, נקרא עכשיו בפרשות היתר הראשונה הבאות, שבעזר השם, בפרשה הבאות שבועיים, כן. שמה שאליפז, לדף הרי עשר. כן, וישלח, כן. כך מלי הכל. שאני חשוב כדוגמה יפה. נכון מאוד. ככה הוא עשה פשרה לקיים דבר אביו, ובצד שני לא להרוג את יעקב. ואפילו לשבע באמת, כמו שאמרו, אלף עיירות היו לו לינאי המלך וכולם נחרבו מחמת שבועת האמת. Where is this מדרש חזל? במדבר רבה and also in תנחומה. Okay. ויזהר מלהשתתף עם הגוי, דשם התחייב לו שבועה. איפה זה כתוב? Where is this written that it's אסור? בפרק ד' מיתות. דלת מיתות זה מן מסכת סנהדרין, דף סמר ג' וכתבו הריף בסוף פרק כמה דעבודה זרה. And the ריף brings it down להלכה in מסכת עבודה זרה. ומי הוא, however, אם נשתתף ונתחייב לו שבועה, יכול לקבלה. If you are already his שותף, and now he wants to swear, you're allowed to accept the swear. כן כתבו התוספות, רבנו תם in תוספות in Sanhedrin writes like that, והראש בפרק ד' מיתות. והרן בסוף פרק כמה דה עבוד הזרה בשם רבנו תם. ואף על פי שרשבם חלוק בדבר, even though the רשבם argues and says, you're not allowed, even though you're already a שותף, you're not allowed to accept a שבועה from a goy, דעתם מסכמת לדעת רבנו תם. But most ראשונים agree with the opinion of רבנו תם. You see where it says בדק הבית now in the בית יוסף? You know what's בדק הבית? בדק הבית is the בית יוסף himself. רבי יוסף קארו בזקנותו. After he finished, you know how long it took him to write the פירוש on the tour, בית יוסף? 30 years. 30 שנה זה לקח. 30 שנה. After he finished the בית יוסף, he went back to look it over again. And from time to time, he writes extra הערות, and he calls it בדק הבית. כן? בית זה בית יוסף, בית יוסף. בדק, הוא בדק את הבית שלו. מה זה בדק הבית? He saw a little crack here and there, so he adds something. He calls it בדק הבית. What does he add? ועוד אכתוב בזה בטור יורה דעה סימן קוף ממזיין. He says, I'm not going to be ma'arich over here in the halachot of shutaf of a goy and ribit and all that. I deal with it in Yoreh Deah Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. Bekatav HaRosh B'Tshuva Klal Yudchet, he quotes here the Rosh, Mihu Yireh Shamayim, the Rosh says something very interesting. Yireh Shamayim, Kesheyireh Shehagoy Gamar Bedaato Lishava, Ma Toilet Lehashbiyo? The Rosh says, you have a partner who's a goy. He's Oved Avodah Zarah. And now you have a little conflict with him. You have a fight with him, yeah? And you see that he's about to swear. Says the Rosh, אל תיתן לו לשבוע. תגיד לו, אוקיי, 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 בסדר. מה טוענת? Why do you need him to swear? You already see he's about to swear. That means he's truthful in what he's saying, right? אז תגיד לו, אוקיי, I accept what you're saying. You don't have to swear. תפסיק אותו. You don't have to. ככה כותב הראש. So you'll find that also in the Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Yoreh Deah. And then ואשרי מי שאפשר לו להיזהר מליסה וליתן דתנן ג' ימים לפני ידיהם עד סוף הסימן where does that come from בפרק כמה דעבוד הזרה והתבאר בטור יורה דעה סימן כמח כן אם אין כמח אין תורה so in סימן כמח how to make business with the goy you have over there in סימן קוף ממך נגד על מרח
צדיקים אנשי מעשה לא נשבעים אחר כפי שיפסידו בבית דין
משיירי
שמיים?
כן.
אף על שזה, מעליף לשלם, אף שהוא צודק.
נכון. מעליף לשלם, לא לשבע. טוב, זה מדובר על לא לשבע. כאן אנחנו אמרנו, ואתה מבין, זה לא לקבל שבועה מגוי עובד עבוד הזרה, כדי שלא נעבור על לא ישמע על פיך. Before you go, we're just going to conclude with the words of the Rama in דרכי משה. You see the דרכי משה on the bottom? So the דרכי משה, look in בית. Look what he writes in בית. וכתב הרן. The reason why I want you to see this is because we're going to see it in the Rama when we look up the Shulchan Aruch, Be'ezat Hashem, on next time. Katav Haran Sof Perikama De Avodah Zara, al ze. Achshav na, the Ran writes, Rabbeinu Nisim, Rabotai. You know, today is the yortzeit of his great-grandson. You know who was the great-grandson of the Ran? לא, מכילה, מכילה, not the great grandson of, I'm talking about the En Yaakov, Rabbeinu Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, the one who wrote En Yaakov, כן? It says your side today, Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, הוא היה תלמיד תלמידו של הרן, not his grandson, the תלמיד of his תלמיד, that's what I mean. So the Ran writes, דעכשיו נהגו היתר בעשיית שותפות עם הגויים. Nowadays we are נוהג, not like what the Gemara says, we are מתיר to do שותפות, partnership with a goy. Why? Number one, משום שאין הגויים נשבעים בתרפותם. Because the goyim, they don't swear anymore in the name of their avodah zara. Tarfutam ze avodah zara. Like it says, V'rachel matzea et ha-terafim. Terafim ze avodah zara. So because they don't swear anymore like that, therefore we are matir. U'mikol makom midat chasidut hu shelo l'asot shutafut imayim. However, it's still midat chasidut. That's why, if you're medayek in the lashon of the tour wrote, Ashre mi she'efshar lo, ken? V'tov. He says, "V'izaher milishtatef imago." Izaher, he didn't say asu. Katuv izaher. So the Darkei Moshe is writing that it's midat chasidut. V'chen katav betoldot Adam v'chava. Interesting. There's a sefer by one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yerucham. One of the Rishonim, he wrote a sefer halacha, not a history book. a sefer halacha. He called it Toldot Adam v'chava. That's how he writes it. So in Toldot Adam v'chava, he writes, "V'zeh leshono v'katav ri." דיש היתר בזמן הזה, כי נשבעים בקדשים שלהם, הנקראים אבון גיליון, ואין תופסים בהם מלאות. Interesting. He says, even if he swears on the Bible, on his Bible, on the New Testament, that's called Avon Gilyon. That's Chachamim dubbed it by calling it Avon Gilyon. Even if they swear on the Bible, En tofsim bahem elahut. They don't consider the Bible a god. The Bible is not a god, right? It's just a book. So it's fine. Ve'af al pi shemazkirim shem shamayim v'kavanatam liyeshu. Even though they swear and they have in mind, you know, let's say he says, I swear to God. Ken, I swear to God, and his mind is what Yeshu Yoshke. Ken, mikol makom en mazkirim shem avodah zara, but they're not mentioning the name of avodah zara. They're saying I swear in God. They're not saying avodah zara name. Ve'gam da'atam le'oseh ha'shamayim ve'aretz. Also, it could be that their intention is to the Creator of the universe. So there's nothing wrong with that. However, you might say, but being that they have two in mind. They have the God of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they also have Yoshke, as a Shutafut. Not Shutafut, it's called Shituf. Shituf Avodah Zarah. That's not good. ואף על פי שמשתפים שם שמיים ודבר אחר, לא מצינו שאסור לגרום לשתף. לפני עיוור לקה, אין הגויים מוזהרים על השיתוף. There's no problem of לפני עיוור by causing him to be נשבע in the name of two, because in Shituf, they are not Muzhar. We are Muzhar. We are not allowed, Chas v'shalom, to be Meshatef with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. The Goyim, they're not Muzhar. They have to remember that there is Hashem, but Shituf, this, they're not Muzhar. Therefore, there's no Lif Neivir. B'chein hu betosfot resh perigam ha-dibchorot. Tosfot writes like that as well. Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to look next time in the Shulchan Aruch and Kaf HaChaim, Siman Kuf Nun Vav. This is where the Acharonim bring many, many etzot of midot tovot. They talk a lot of musar in this siman. So we're going to learn the Kaf HaChaim on this siman.